up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
You know, I feel like we just did this. Yeah, maybe about a week ago, huh? It's another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, old-time records for you for the next hour. Here on the old Oompa Hour, just like we do every week. So a lot of interesting records for you once again this week. That's what we have on the Oompa Hour, you know, all the time. Nothing but actual records. So I just wanted to point that out. A lot of them to get to today. We've got about an hour to do it, so let's see what we can do here. I've already forgot the name of this first record. What, is that terrible or what? I just put the darn thing on the record player. I know it's the clarinet polka. It's the Ron Karofsky Orchestra. That's who it is. By golly, I knew it was somebody. It's one of those records where the writing is in silver and small print on a red label. It's very hard to read from over here. Anyway, let's just, you know, you talk about the clarinet polka. Let's talk about this for just a minute. I guess it is a polka. I never envisioned people dancing to the clarinet polka. Don't know why that is. Just doesn't seem like a real danceable song. I don't know. Dancers, if you're ready, you can prove me wrong. Here we go.
Thank you.
There you go, clarinet polka, the Ron Kurowski Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. So, did you dance? Did you find that to be a danceable selection? It doesn't seem as danceable to me as many other polkas. But anyway, there you have it here on the Zumpa Hour. A lot of records to do this week. I got to tell you, I had a request, and they didn't know who the artist was, but they described it as a guy shredding on the accordion for a long time. And after trying to figure it out, the only thing I could possibly think of was Hank Thenander's Zorba the Greek medley, which is basically Hank shredding on the accordion for about 9 minutes or whatever it is. So we're going to play that in the show this week. I play it very rarely because, well, it is a long song. Hang on, let me look. I got it right here. Hang on. It's over here in the pile of LPs because this will not. It's 9 minutes and 6 seconds long. And you could fit three normal songs in that time. So I don't play it very often because it's kind of a time hog. But it is an amazing bit of accordion playing. And I don't know that it's so much polka-ing, but it's definitely old time and it's definitely spectacular accordion playing. So we will get to that in the show here in a little bit. But right now it's Happy Louie and his polka band. This is the Good Luck Polka.
Swing. Hey, Nazdravye, that's the way to make a toast. Nazdravye, here's good luck to you. Hey, salut, that's the way to make a toast.
Happy Louie and his apparently very happy polka band there, and the Good Luck Polka here at Tim's Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Hey, don't forget, you get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. Three ways: phone, email, Facebook. Bam, we got all the communication methods covered here. 218 259-2985. Get a message to the Oompa Hour, as will an email sent to Oompa Hour. Isn't that the Willy Wonka guy's Oompa Loompas? No, the Oompa Hour, which is Oompa Hour at AOL.com or Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That will get your message to us. So by all means, feel free if you have request dedication, whatever. We will take care of it for you. Before I roll the Ben Barta band over here on turntable number one, let's talk about A World of Accordions Museum, shall we? I think we shall. In Superior, of course, Wisconsin, not that far from me, about an hour away, actually. You cross the bridge from Duluth when you get there. Unless you're coming from the other way, then ignore that. Check it out, A World of Accordions Museum. This is like peak season for them, summertime and fall. They have workshops, concerts, jam sessions, all sorts of stuff. They have 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display, a giant collection of memorabilia, history, documentation, history of the music, history of musicians, a gift shop, all sorts of memorabilia. It's just cool. They have a gorgeous concert hall. Maybe you'll be lucky you could schedule your visit to coincide with one of their concerts. Check them out online. Why don't you? Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet. Worldofaccordions.org, all the information you need. Pay them a visit if you think you're going to find yourself in the area. All right, the Black Crow Polka. Are there crows of other colors? This is the question I have on this particular edition of the Oompa Hour. Are there crows of other colors? I've never seen an orange crow, blue crow, red crow. No, I just see black crows. But I don't know. Anyway, here's the Black Crow Polka. This is the Ben Barta Band.
Check keep all the dollars.
That's the Ben Barta Band there and the Black Crow Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. All right, fans of shredding accordion, stand by. Hank Thanander's coming up here in just a second. But I was thinking this is probably the last week that I want to mention this on the show. You hear from the International Polka Association every week here on the show, and I have a little flyer here that says they're having their summer picnic on August 6th. And I know this show is going to get us through like the middle of July and even into the last part of July here, past the halfway point, actually. And so I thought I would just mention this again in case you're in the area or you might want to travel or whatever. It's in Hammond, Indiana. It's about a half hour from Chicago. And the IPA summer picnic will be held at the Hammond Mohawks Picnic Grove on Calumet Avenue in Hammond, Indiana. It says directly off the Indiana Toll Road, Exit 5, Calumet Avenue, only 30 minutes from Chicago. They'll have music by Polka Generations and the Tri-City 5. Gates open at 12:30 in the afternoon. There's music from 1 until 7. It's $12. You get $2 off if you have a valid IPA membership card. They have a cash bar. Food available for purchase with grilling by Chef Keith. And it will be rain or shine. So, if you care. I just wanted to remind you before I throw this out, because by next week it'll be too late for you to make travel plans. The IPA Summer Picnic, Sunday, August 6th in Hammond, Indiana. I'm sure if you go to the IPA website, look up International Polka Association on your interwebs there, you can find a bunch more information about it. There, we'll put that over there in the circular file, which is actually rectangular, but we won't tell anybody. All right, now I had a request for what was described to me as somebody shredding on the accordion. And they had heard it way back in the early days of the show. And I remember playing this way back in the early days of the show. And it seems to me in memory, and I got to think back like 3 years here. It seems to me in memory that this record had a skip in it. But I'm not sure. But before I got it ready to roll here, I cleaned it real good. Make sure we don't have any boogers in the vinyl, and we'll see if we can make it all the way through without any boo-boos here. And really, I don't know if you can dance to this. I suppose you can. Different dances as you work your way through, actually. And this is really a prime example of some really good accordion playing. So if you're an accordion player or you know somebody who's like a beginning accordion player, get them over to the radio right now, and this will give them something to aspire to. Here's Hank Thanander. Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess by today's standards, that is somebody shredding on the accordion, isn't it? Hank Thunander, that is his Zorba the Greek medley. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Really no oompaing in that one, I guess. But and you could dance about three different dances to that song, too. I'm telling you, they're all in there. That's why they call it a medley. And yes, it's true, back in the olden days, before computers and CDs and programmable stuff, when I was working at the Polka Station in St. Paul 1,000 years ago. Yes, we would play that record when we had to go to the little disc jockey's room. There was always a few records that were kind of long that you would save for those special moments. All right, let's get rolling here. What do we have? Little Joe's Dance Band yonder. It's over yonder. That's where it is. This is the Laughing Polka. Over already here. I was picking up garbage on the floor in the studio. Oh, there you go. Little Joe's Dance Band there. The Laughing Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. None of you realize this because the show is syndicated and distributed all over the place. So what time I actually do the show really has nothing to do with the time you're hearing the show, which is one of the amazing things of modern technology. But I actually got started recording the show about an hour later than I intended to today. I came into the studio, had the records ready to go, and I was going to look for that Hank Thunander record and see if I could find a couple of albums that I wanted to play. Well, I was at it, and I was flipping the records, and you really have to appreciate how many records are in this studio right now, because there's the old-time records that we use for the show, and there are stacks and stacks and stacks of other mostly 45s going all the way back to the early 50s up through the 60s and 70s in absolutely no semblance of order, in stacks like 2 feet high all over the floor. And you have to not bump into one of these, because at 2 feet high, a stack of 45s is a pretty shaky proposition. So the albums that I was flipping through were falling forward and leaning on a toolbox that was leaning on a record box that was leaning on a stack of these 45s. And I thought, well, that ought to hold it. And it didn't. And that stack fell, and it knocked over the next stack, and it was a domino effect, and there were about 545s all over the floor in here. And I was like, oh, geez. I couldn't even get to the chair at the control booth here. So I had to actually sit on the floor and scoop up all these records and tidy them up. So it kind of delayed the production of the show today. But that is neither here nor there, because Big Daddy Lukowski is over here on turntable number 2 doing Mockingbird Hill.
My windowsill. Then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Fa-la-la, tweedledee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Fa-la-la, tweedledee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
Also fulfilling our waltz requirement for this week's show, there's Big Daddy Lukowski there, Mockingbird Hill, on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Kind of off my pace here. Messes me up because I look at the old clock on the wall and see we've been at it for 35 minutes already, and I'm like, but I don't have that many records in the Dunn stack yet. And then I remember we played that Hank Thunander record that was like playing three records, you know? So we better press on. Here are the Clevelanders Orchestra, and hey, Mr. Nemo. Mr. Nemo. I have no idea who Mr. Nemo is. I don't get it, but it was a snappy tune anyway. The Clevelanders Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, as we move to Norm Dombrowski in the Happy Notes and the Astronaut Polka, which you may recognize as a polka recorded under several other different titles as well.
the moon. Happy birthday pretty soon. Everyone is feeling fine, having a big kielbasa time. Da-ra-ra-boom today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I feel so gay. Da-ra-ra-boom today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I walk this way. Everyone shoot the moon. Any friend or Jan or June. You don't know what we do just to be in space with you. Everyone shoot the moon. Happy birthday pretty soon. Jerry, Jerry, he is hot. He wants to be an astronaut. Da-ra-ra-boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I feel so gay. Da-ra-ra-boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I walk this way. Everyone shoot the moon. Happy birthday pretty soon. You don't know what I got. Let me be your astronaut. Everyone shoot the moon. Happy birthday pretty soon. Now girls don't play hard to get. Just give us a little bit. Da-ra-ra-boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I feel so gay. Da-ra-ra-boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I walk this way.
Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That is the Astronaut Polka here, recorded at Stevens Point, Wisconsin, of all places. Home of WSPT Radio. At least it used to be. I have no idea if they're still there anymore. But here we are anyway, just stomping our way through the records here on the old Oompa Hour. Here's one everybody knows. Here are the Music Howls and the Beer in Heaven Polka.
There is no beer, they said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Hey!
Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Said there is no beer, they said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Why yeah, 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 we found some beer up here. Why yeah, 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 come help us drink our beer.
Hey!
Why yeah, 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 we found some beer up here. Why yeah, 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 come on, let's drink our beer.
Hey!
Well, musicals there, and they found a keg of beer up in heaven anyway. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Elmer Scheid coming up here in just a minute, and I don't even remember what's next. I got a bunch of records sitting here, so we're going to get to them in a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, now we heard a little bit ago the Musicals did the Beer in Heaven polka. You may have remembered hearing that just a couple of minutes ago. And oddly enough, I grabbed the Elmer Scheid Band doing a little tune for us, too. Elmer Scheid and his Hooleri Band, actually. And they're doing the Grain Belt polka. And for those of you that are far, far away from Minnesota, Grain Belt, legendary Minnesota beer. Anyway, there's no singing in this one, I don't believe. It's the Grain Belt polka, so here you go. Elmer Scheid Band, Elmer Scheid and his Hooleri Band, to be specific. A lot of people see that and they go, oh, Hoolery. No, it's Hooleri. It's a Hooleri Band. For Pete's sake, Elmer Scheid from New Ulm, Minnesota, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and now we go to the John Jeske Band over here. We go to them because they're going to a polka dance.
Hoppa. dance. There's polka music in the air. Going to a polka dance. For music that's beyond compare. La 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 la. 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 La 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 la.
We go, going to a polka dance there, the John Jeske Band on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I feel like there's something important that I am forgetting to tell you this week. I told you can email us at oompahour at AOL.com. I told you could find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And I gave you that magic phone number, 218-259-2985, where you could leave a message for the Oompa Hour if you have a request or a dedication. And let's see, we talked about a World of Accordions museum. I feel like I've left something out. What have I left out of the show this week? Beautiful week weather-wise here in northern Minnesota. Sunshiny in mid-70s today. It's like a perfect summertime day here in the middle of July. And I like that. Yeah, so no complaints at this point. I don't know what the deal is with that. I'll try to come up with something. It's hard to come up with complaints when you're listening to happy music, you know. We have a swinging brass polka. Here's Chuck and the harmony notes.
Thank you.
Chuck and the Harmony Notes there and the Swingin' Brass Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Can we jam in two more tunes? I'm going to give it a try. How about Fez Frischi and his Goosetown Band? We haven't heard from old Fez in a while. This is the Rock and Roll Polka. There you go, Fez Frischi and his Goosetown Band, and we're going to do one more, even though we don't really have time. Here's the Hot Pants Polka with the Ample Airs. There you go, the Ampleairs there. That is the Hot Pants Polka here on Tim Zupa Hour. And by golly, we did manage to jam in another one without going over an hour. Just barely! Oh, by the way, that was the Ample-Airs. I don't know if that's different from the Ample-No-Airs, but just in case, I did want to clarify.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known.
known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, Kebs Records, and a World of Accordions Museum. Until next week, when we'll be back to do it all over again, stay happy, everybody!